let's see, who wants to start with media?
Media.
There was a couple different people, I think, had a couple questions about media, but you might as well start it off with what your concerns are.
Okay. I'd like to thank everybody for being here today, it's pretty committed to come on, the date is 15 below. I'd like to thank you, Mayor, for giving us the opportunity to attend the meetings. I think you're responsible for starting up again, right? My name's Dave Hammond, I'm from Southern Maplewood, I've been in the city here for 11 years, I'm sure that's a short period of time compared to many of you. But it's pretty obvious you don't have to wait very long to figure out what's going on. And I am being recorded, right?
You are.
Okay, good. Will that pick me up?
Very well.
Okay, good. I'm trying to turn towards you just to make sure. I would like to thank you, Mary Pfister, for inviting us down here because it was your invitation to join you. That's pretty much the reason I'm here.
Good.
If it wasn't for that, I'm sure I probably wouldn't have missed this particular meeting. I think it's pretty obvious that if I couldn't make it to this meeting, you had one off, right?
That's correct.
And of course, if I couldn't get to that one, you'd have another one after that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good. And I think everybody here pretty much is aware of the fact we have council meetings every month, right?
Almost every Monday.
Twice a month, excellent. The approval of the minutes is the thing on the agenda at these council meetings. And the first order of business after that is the visitor presentation. That takes place somewhere around 7 p.m., not at 2 a.m. in the morning. And I would like to remind you, if you don't already know this, Ms. Pfister, that you could show up at those meetings and you could talk to each other in the face. Unfortunately for us nowadays, thanks again to our members here, when we go to these council meetings, nobody shuts us up anymore. They let us say what we want to say. They don't give us time limits like they used to.
I believe there is.
They don't suppress speech, which looks like you're trying to be ready. And they make you feel welcome.
It's a fight.
Oh, okay. So that's been changed recently.
Well, just because we have some people on for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But you can get on the agenda at any time.
Right, a lot of changes for the better, that's the plan.
You can get on the agenda.
Yeah, we don't want to get off track here on trying to make. Seven o'clock, not 2 a.m. in the morning, that's the point I'm trying to make. People can be heard and they can say what they want to say. No one's skirting anybody. My question would be, why would anyone want to go down to City Hall and file a data practices request after we've seen how poorly our former employees have handled something as simple as that? We've had a mayor who tried to fulfill a request, and the city manager himself tried to fulfill it, a simple data practices request, and it was just totally munged up. Not by the mayor, not by the city manager, but because of the fact that one City Hall employee was on vacation. That should suggest something to the people in our fair city about the ineptitude of some of our City Hall employees. Some of them may be still here yet. Okay. Fact of the matter is, the city manager didn't do a darn thing wrong. But if you tried to go down and fulfill the same request, you would be made a crook out of it too, because that's the rendition, that's a mole operation that's going on in our city for many years. It's one of the biggest reasons why we voted the new people on our council. Going down to a data practice request to listen to your recordings, Ms. Pfister, no thanks. I'll pass. The reason I came down here today is to forewarn you, if you don't already know about this organization, about an organization called www.savemaplewood. And I also would like to forewarn you of just about anybody that has computers in general. Mary Pfister's got to be a member of this organization because her husband is the chief architect of this so-called organization. I don't know if I'm telling you how to pronounce his first name, doesn't really matter. Today, Johannesson, remember, she claims to be a researcher. Stephen, is that how you pronounce it? He claims to be an editor. These self-proclaimed people don't know much about editing or researching. I can tell you a bit about research. I'm a former science teacher and a mathematics teacher. And I can tell you flat out that what we're getting out of www.savemaplewood doesn't resemble research. Some of you, and many of you are older than me, you've been around long enough, probably remember what happened in the 1930s and early 1940s. What you're seeing on this website is nothing more than false, unfounded, twisted propaganda, very similar to what another expert in the field of propaganda did. His name was Joseph Goebbels. You might remember that name. He happened to be the chief architect of the Nazi propaganda machine. Of course, you know where the German people got following that guy. He committed suicide in a bunker not too many yards away from Adolf Hitler.
Excuse me, are you
Adolf Hitler's right-hand man. Please stop interrupting, ma'am. You can say whatever you want when it's your turn.
Are Nazis? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say that they're not right away removed from them. I'm trying to tell you, and I don't call them Nazis, but I'm telling you.
But I have nothing to do with this website first. I'm just simply insulting that someone who...
Take it the way you want, lady. I'm telling you that they're doing the same kind of propaganda stuff that we saw in World War II.
And that's fundamental to our rights of America.
And that's why I want to report.
Did someone get her put in line here? Because she's on the line. I'm trying to talk to her.
Well, this is an informal meeting.
This is an informal meeting. I think that people talking back and forth is to be expected.
It should be formal enough for me to say what I want to say without getting interrupted. This goes back to where the time is beginning.
You've had the last 10 minutes now?
No, it's been 5 minutes.
We've seen
2 minutes.
Please continue.
I'm going to finish this.
Let's all be polite and respectful to everyone, because this is an informal discussion group, and it is important too that some people do have one view and somebody else has another view. And you're right, is that there is a freedom of speech, and people have the ability to express what their opinions are. And I think if what I heard you saying, Ms. Hafner, was that you felt that their website was slanted, and it was propaganda. And you were just saying that in history there's been other slanted and propaganda. So, and I think there has been in many instances.
Okay, continuing on where I left off, where I was so rudely interrupted. All organizations have board members. They have chair officers. They have presidents. They have secretaries. They have treasurers. They have annual meetings. They publish their financial reports. And most importantly, all organizations tell the truth. And that's what they call accountability. You have none of this with www.savemaplewood because they're shrouded in secrecy. You can't find out who their members are because they won't publish them. Not only won't they publish them, you can't find out how many members are in this so-called organization. It's my personal belief that they're trying to mislead us into believing it's this big organization with many, many members. I think it might be about 6 of them. But you couldn't prove it because they won't publish the names, hence they can't back up their numbers. I think most people can recognize the potential for abuse is alarming. Their members and the people that publicize to them and get published on the job seem to be almost consistently people that don't want to be, they want to be anonymous. I think you, sir, you would recognize right away that you could write in 30 letters today, and you, ma'am, you could write in 20 today. And in one day, you would have 50 letters that are supposedly presented by 50 different individuals. Anyone's read the website realizes that that's not what's really happening. www.savemaplewood, right along with Mary Flister, really is kind of slow of death. And the fact of the matter is they're making some very basic strategical errors, which I'm not going to relate right now. You can figure those out on your own. The good, decent citizens of Maplewood are going to start their own organization. And we'll tell the truth. And we won't have any problems reporting who joins. And we won't have any problems telling you how many people are going to be in that organization. And when we get done, it's going to be 10 times bigger than you could ever hope for with www.savemaplewood. So I'm here tonight to warn you people and to make sure that you warn your relatives, your in-laws, your friends, your co-workers, your business associates, everybody you know that lives in our great city and outside of our city about this organization called www.savemaplewood. save Maplewood. You might want to join another one. It's got something to do with Maplewood Voices. Same kind of deal. If you really want the truth, it's really easy to do. But I'll tell you one thing, as far as the media is concerned, don't read the Pioneer Press. It does any favors for years. Don't read the Lily News. I call it the Lily Ray, but we'll call it the Lily News, okay? Particularly articles by Edie Zilmer. Actually, the Lily Review is kind of an enjoyable publication when you don't report on Maplewood politics. If you want to know the truth, call these guys. You guys already are doing what you're supposed to do. You're at this meeting. But for those of you in our city there, you know, for those of you on tape recorder, and those of you who might actually come down and fill out a debt practice request, it's very important to know that if you want to know the truth, show up at the council meetings, show up at this forum, talk to the good, decent people in the city that have been here that really know what's going on, and call these guys. The mayor, Eric Jelly, Councilman Eric Jelly, and Councilwoman Rebecca Kay have 2 to 3 phone numbers each. They're all listed in the home book. They don't have anything to hide. They're very good, decent, honest, friendly, approachable people. And if you take the time to call them, unlike a lot of people nowadays, they'll actually answer the phone. So I just want to leave you guys with one question today, and I want to thank you, council members, for your positive changes and your hard efforts. And I want to just leave people with one question, and that's for everybody, not just those of you here, but everybody in recorder land. www.savemaplewood. From what? From what?
Good question.
Agreed.
I might just say one more thing.
I'd like to know how long Mary Fuster's lived in Maplewood.
Dave, thank you. Yes. Thank you. And just one more. The newspapers love gloom and doom.
Up to the rest of the people. I'll finish on this statement. Everywhere I go, I notice that when I run across our people that are generally my age or older, some of the best generations. I talked to in Cub yesterday to a guy who's from my father's generation, open, friendly, honest. We had a blast. We talked about oatmeal. We talked about Wheaties. Brushed it. A great guy, turned out to be a friend of the family. Never knew it. That generation, you guys, the older people in this city, they're going to turn things around. Because the younger people, like an old lady told me the other day, the young people don't have time. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they're ignorant. Maybe they're naive. But naivete and ignorance mixed in with a little apathy are exactly the ingredients that allowed Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany to survive. And if you look up on the website and get the answer like I did, there were at least 25 million soldiers alone that were killed in that war. That didn't include missing in actions, didn't include people who were wounded and died later. And they claim the Russians downsized the number of their soldiers killed because they didn't want anybody to know how many people were slaughtered by the Germans. I'm going to finish on that point, ma'am.
My last statement is that
if we fall for this baloney, these organizations with their computers will raise our city just like Berlin in the early 1940s. That's it, I'm done. Are you willing to talk to anybody after this meeting?
Go ahead.